Welcome to another edition of the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. I'm your host, Carl Topolo, conductor of the Cleveland Pops. I've just returned from my summer season with the National Repertory Orchestra in Breckenridge, Colorado, and I'll be with you each Saturday now at this time on WCLV 95.5 for a half hour of your favorite Pops music. This week's show is brought to you by your Cleveland Pops Orchestra. At the end of tonight's program, we'll be giving away tickets to an upcoming Cleveland Pops concert at Severance Hall, so stay tuned. Tonight's show features highlights from the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's first CD, entitled Music to Grow On. We'll start tonight's program with Clarinet Candy by Leroy Anderson, which is also the theme song for this program. I'm playing the clarinet along with my buddy, my colleague, Lou Gangale. That was Carl Topolo and Louis Gangale and Leroy Anderson's Clarinet Candy, along with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. This selection can be heard on the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's first CD, entitled Music to Grow On. The selection will also be included on our program tonight at Kane Park, which begins at 8:30 p.m. So if you're listening to our show and haven't made any plans yet, head over to Kane Park in Cleveland Heights and catch the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Kane Park debut concert. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra's first CD was made possible through a generous grant from Quality Communities Partnership. QCP is a nonprofit organization serving as a broad-based coalition with representatives from the six contiguous communities of Berea, Brook Park, Columbia Township, Middleburg Heights, Olmsted Falls, and Strongsville, Ohio. Leaders from the public school districts and local government in these communities, as well as corporate partners, Avery Dennison, Baldwin-Wallace College, Columbia Gas, Ford Motor Company, Mally's Chocolates, and Southwest General Health Center, work together with community representatives and other agencies to share resources, identify community needs, fill gaps in services, and enhance the quality of life for area residents. We are indebted to this fine organization and I'd like to thank their board of directors for their support. Let's go now to a medley from Oliver, music by Lionel Bart, arranged by Alfred Reed. Songs from this wonderful show include Oliver, I'll Do Anything, As Long As He Needs Me, and Consider Yourself. Cleveland Pops Orchestra is conducted by yours truly, Carl Topolow.
We'll be right back.
That was Carl Topolo and the Cleveland Pops Orchestra in a medley from Oliver. This selection will also be on our program tonight at Kane Park. It starts at 8:30 p.m., so you still have time to come on over and enjoy the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Concert Under the Stars. Let's take a short break. Our CD, which is largely devoted to music for children of all ages, features the first recording of a wonderful piece by composer and trumpeter Anthony Plogue. Tony is a dear friend who has performed with me with the Summit Brass, and I've had the occasion to perform many of his works. Aesop's Fables was originally written for French horn, piano, and narrator, and I was so impressed with the work that I asked Tony if I could write a transcription for orchestra. So here are two of the five movements from Aesop's Fables, written by Anthony Plogue and transcribed and conducted by Carl Topolo with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. Let's listen to The Tortoise and the Hare and The Mule from Aesop's Fables.
The Tortoise and the Hare. One afternoon, a hare who was going into town on a country road met a tortoise who was going in the same direction. The fleet-footed hare made fun of the slow-moving tortoise and said, "Your feet are so ugly and small, and your shell is so heavy and big, I'm surprised you can move at all." But the tortoise only said, "Small and ugly, big and heavy. I think I can beat you in a race to town."
"You must be joking," said the hare.
"No, I'm not," replied the tortoise. The hare just laughed and said,
"You are so dumb, this will be the easiest race I've ever won."
And with that, they began the race. The hare was so fast and the tortoise so slow that within no time there was a huge distance between them. So the hare decided to rest for a while. He ate some grass. He drank some water. Then he stretched a little, and before he knew it, he was fast asleep. In the meantime, while the hare was sleeping, the tortoise was slowly moving forward. He did not stop for grass or water, and pretty soon he plodded by the sleeping hare. Very close to town. And still the hare was sleeping. But finally, he began to wake up. With a start, he realized that the tortoise had passed him while he was sleeping. As he looked down the road, he could barely see the tortoise approaching town. So he began to run as fast as he could, faster than he had ever run before, and soon he could see that he was getting very close to the tortoise. But he was too late. The tortoise had already won the race. The Mule. A mule who had grown contented and very happy with herself commenced one day to run and jump and behave in a very outrageous manner. She
noticed how fast she could run, and soon she was convinced that no one was faster than she. "Was a racehorse," she yelled joyfully, "and I can run at least as fast as she." And with that, she began sprinting back and forth, to prove how fast she was. But soon she began running slower and slower and slower, and finally could only walk, and then she became so exhausted that she came to a complete stop. I should have remembered that even though my mother was a racehorse, my father was a donkey. I guess there are two sides to every truth.
That was The Tortoise and the Hare and the Mule from Aesop's Fables, written by Anthony Plogue and transcribed and conducted by Carl Topolo with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. The narrator was the head of the theater department at Cleveland State University, none other than Wayne Turney. Besides show medleys from Mary Poppins, Sound of Music, Annie Oliver, and The Wizard of Oz, the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's new CD features a medley of American songs called The American Frontier in an attractive arrangement by Calvin Custer. Let's listen now to this selection of well-known melodies. The American Frontier, Arrange My Calvin Custer, was just heard on WCLV 95.5. The Cleveland Pops Orchestra was conducted by Carl Topolo. Let's take a short break. Let's conclude this week's program with the song It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess. I'm clarinetist and conductor with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. However, before we play this final selection, we'll be giving away two free tickets for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening concert at Severance Hall, which will be taking place on September the 8th. All you have to do is name the character in Porgy and Bess who sings the song It Ain't Necessarily So. Call 1-800-343-WCLV. That's 1-800-343-9258. That was yours truly, Carl Topolo, serving as both conductor and clarinetist with the Cleveland Pops Orchestra. This selection, along with all the others on tonight's show, was taken from our new CD, Music to Grow On. You may purchase this CD at any Cleveland Pops Orchestra concert or by calling 216-765-7677. That's 216-765-POPS. Congratulations to our winner, who correctly identified the gentleman singing It Ain't Necessarily So from Porgy and Bess as Sportin' Life. You've won two free tickets to the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's opening Severance Hall concert, A Salute to Broadway, which will be taking place on Friday, September 8th at 8 p.m. Tune in next week, same time, same place, for the Cleveland Pops Orchestra's Rhythms and Views. This is your host, Carl Topolo, suggesting you take time from your busy week to stop and listen to the music.